From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The U.S. House passed a bill yesterday to remove all Confederate statues from Capitol Hill. Utah's four representatives were split in their votes. Republican John Curtis voted against the bill. Speaking on the House floor, he called for more discussion between both citizens and Congress before statues are removed.
Replacing our country's legal framework with mob rule is a threat to our representative democracy. We're lucky to live in a country where it's even possible to petition our leaders.
Curtis said while the founding fathers weren't perfect, Americans should still be able to discuss their admirable traits. Meanwhile, Republican Chris Stewart voted to remove the statues. In a tweet, he said art at the U.S. Capitol should, quote, inspire and unite the nation. The founder of Black Lives Matter Utah discussed police reform last night on Fox News with Republican Senator Mike Lee. Lex Scott said she's reaching across the political aisle to talk policy with Lee, as well as Utah Senator Mitt Romney. Scott said she wants bipartisan legislation that improves body cam policies and establishes independent civilian review boards. Lee said he agrees with Scott on some issues, particularly that government power should be carefully managed. President Donald Trump's re-election campaign made an appeal to members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints today, ahead of Pioneer Day. During a press call, Donald Trump Jr. compared President Trump, a political newcomer, to Latter-day Saint pioneers and said the president is committed to religious liberty.
My father really especially recognizes the enormous contribution Latter-day Saints have made to make America the greatest nation in the world, and he's committed to uplifting and empowering all communities of faith.
When Trump first ran for president in 2016, many Utahns disagreed with his brash style of politics. He received just 45% of the vote in the state. Republican presidential candidates typically receive at least 60%. New unemployment claims in Utah continue to fall as about 4,500 people filed for first-time benefits last week. That's according to numbers released today by the state's Department of Workforce Services. And it's down nearly 7% compared to the week before, though Utah still paid out more than $64 million in state and federal payments. Health officials also announced 521 new cases of COVID-19 and 7 more deaths. 6 people were residents of long-term care facilities. 267 people have died since early March. Starting Tuesday, Dinosaur National Monument's Quarry Exhibit Hall will require visitors to reserve time slots. The indoor museum featuring fossilized dinosaur bones has been open since June 30th, but has had to turn people away when it hits capacity. Park officials say the new ticket system will help people better plan their visit. With the new system, people must buy a $1 ticket that has a specific entry time. 60% of those tickets will be sold ahead of time, with the rest set aside for last-minute reservations. According to the National Park Service, more than 90% of visitors to the monument also visit the Quarry Exhibit Hall. A paratrooper from St. George died Tuesday during a deployment to Syria. Sergeant Brian Mount was killed when his all-terrain vehicle rolled over. The Department of Defense said the accident occurred while Mount was conducting reconnaissance operations and remains under investigation. Utah Governor Gary Herbert called Mount a true example of willing service to our nation. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.